Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, on the first of the widest lines. Ashchan Tamar Pesach Tadachu Shabbos. Yesterday we had learned in the Gemara that the Karban Tamid or the Karban Pesach override Shabbos, are brought even on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, the Dachat Tum Menolan, how do we know they also have the ability to be Doicha Tumma, that if most of Klal Yisrael are Tumme, then they bring the Karban Pesach even on regular Pesach? For as we shall learn in Mitzvah Shem today in the Shir, the Torah teaches us the parasha of Pesach Sheni, that if an individual is Tumme, or Shahoya B'Darach Rechaika, he was unable to make it to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach Rishon, he could bring a Pesach Sheni. Teaches us the Gemara that is only on individuals. But if Rav HaTzibur are Tamei, the majority of the Tzibur is Tamei, then they Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, and the Karban Pesach is brought in its regular time. And the Gemara says the same thing goes for Karban Tamid. And as the Chazon Ish explains, it's not relevant if Roy HaTzibur are Tamei regarding bringing the Karban Tamid, because the Tzibur aren't actively, anyway involved, actively in bringing the Karban Tamid. But what the Gemara is referring to is Roiv of the Kahanim are Tamei, or if Roiv of the Kalim, of the utensils that are used in order to bring a Karban Tamid, if Roiv of them are Tamei, how do we know that the Tamid is still brought B'tuma? And as the Mepharshim say, we cannot learn it with a Kal V'Chomer from Shabbos and say that if Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid have the ability to override Shabbos, which is Anissa Skila, certainly they should have the ability to override Tumah, which is not an Issa Skila, because they explain that if a carbon is brought on Shabbos, there was Chil Shabbos, but the carbon is not disqualified. However, if a carbon is brought the Tumah, the carbon is disqualified. Therefore, I would think that I need a special Pesach and a special Limud to teach us that carbon Tumid or carbon Pesach also override Tumah. Answers the Gemara Amri. Just like in the previous year, we learned that Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, because we learned it from Karban Tamid. Today, we will learn that just like a Karban Pesach is brought by Tumah, so too is the din by a Karban Tamid. And like Rashi explains, our Gemara does not hold that the word B'mayadoi, in its appointed time, which is stated both by Karban Pesach and by Karban Tamid, teach us that no matter what, the Karban Pesach should be brought in that time. No matter what, the Karban Tamid should be brought in that time. Rather, as we learned in the previous year, that is not, in the word Mayadoi alone is not indicative. So now the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara is going to say, we will have a limud to teach us the Karban Pesach is Doicha Tumah. And once we have a limit for that, we will apply it to Karban Tamid also. Ask the Gemara, U'Pesach Gufei Menolan, how do we know that if Roiv of the Tzibur are Tamei, we bring the Karban Pesach anyway? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Kra, the Pasuk says regarding Pesach Sheni, Ish Ish Kiyia Tamei Lenefesh. If an individual, a man, is Tamei Lenefesh, then we bring Pesach Sheni. Teaches us the Gemara, Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni. An individual could be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Vein Tzibur Nidachin LePesach Sheni, but not the community. If Roiv of the Tzibur are Tamei, they remain with Pesach Rishon. Al Avdi Betuma, they should bring it in its regular time on Pesach Rishon. Interesting to note, the Mepharshim quote, Ashitas HaRishonim, that say there is a difference between a Karban Pesach that's brought b'tumah and a Karban Tumah that's brought b'tumah. A Karban Pesach that's brought b'tumah, the entire processing, the shechita, the zrika, the aktara, may be done b'tumah. But there are shechitas that say by Karban Tumah that's brought b'tumah, the shechita and zrika may be done, but not the aktara. And the difference being that since the purpose of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten, without haktara, it may not be eaten, so the haktara has to be done. However, the point of Karban Tumah is Karban oil is not eaten, so only shechita and zrika may be done b'tuma, not haktara. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish l'Rav Yochanan. Ema, maybe we should learn pshat in the pasuk this way. Ish nitchil Pesach Sheni. An individual, if he can't bring the Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon brings in a Pesach Sheni. Tziva les l'takanta. However, if the tzibur is tameh, they have no recourse at all. Loi bePesach Rishon, the loi bePesach Sheni. They can't bring the Karban Pesach Rishon because they're tameh, and they can't bring in the Pesach Sheni because they're not individuals, and only individuals may bring it on Pesach Sheni. So Mefarshim ask a fundamental question: why should there be a difference between a tzibur and a yochid? A yochid was saying the Torah gave him recourse. That if unfortunately he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he was Tomei, he could bring a Pesach Sheni. So why should the Tzibur be treated worse? And if they couldn't for some reason, they were Tomei, and they couldn't bring it the Pesach Rishon, why don't we give them also an option, a Pesach Sheni, according to this Gemara? So, a Mefarshim answer, that if the Rav of the Tzibur will bring a Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, it's a terrible Bizoyon. It's a terrible embarrassment. It's a statement. The Rav of Klal Yisrael were tamei. Perhaps the Torah doesn't want such a statement to be made, and says, therefore, that if the Karban Pesach can't be brought on Pesach Rishon, because Rav of the Tzibur are tamei, you can't bring in a Pesach Sheni, because of the Bizoyon aspect. Ella, Amram Shin Melakish, Mihacha. This is the source, how we know that Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, and if the Karban Pesach, if Rav B'Tzibur is Tuma in Pesach Rishon, they bring it on Pesach Rishon anyway. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'yishalchem Machna Kol Tzurua V'Kol Zov V'Kol Tuma L'Nefesh. As we will speak Mitzvashem later in the Shir, the Torah speaks about different people who have different types of Tuma being expelled from different areas of the machna, of where we are allowed to live. And the question is, says Rish Lakish, Yoyma Tamei Mesim, the Pasuk should have only said that a person who has a Tumas mess, that he became Tamei because he came in contact with a mess, has to be sent out. Vayoyma Zav Mitzrayim, and there's no reason for the Torah to tell us that a Zav, we'll discuss more, somebody who had a discharge, or a Mitzrayim who has Negat Saras, has to be sent out. And I will alone assume, Im Tamei Meis Mishtalchim, if a Tamei Meis is expelled, Zavin Mitzrayim LeKoshkein, certainly a Zavin Mitzrayim are expelled. Because a Zavin Mitzrayim are a much more stringent Tumah. Because they are Tumah that emanate from the body themselves. Masha'enkein Tumas Mes doesn't emanate from the body itself. It's only an acquired Tumah. Ella, what is the Pasuk teaching us? Yesh l'chasha shezavim mitzrayim mishtalchim. There is going to be a time where the zavim mitzrayim may not come to the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein tamei meis mishtalchim, but a tamei meis may come to Beis HaMikdash. V'eza, when is that? So Pesach above Tuma. When the Karban Pesach is brought with Tuma, that a zavim mitzrayim don't have the heter of Pesach being brought with Tuma. But Tumas Meis, if most of the Tzibur, most of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, they can bring it even on Pesach Rishon. This is what the Pasuk would be teaching us. And this is where Rish Lakish would know the Halacha from. So the Sfasemis asks, we've learned many times that there is a rule, Ein Anshim and Adin. We can't learn Din from a Kal V'Chomer. So here we want to learn the Gemara says we should learn the din of a Mitzrayim and a Zav from a Kal V'Chomer. How can we learn it from a Kal V'Chomer from Tamei Mesim? Ein Ein Shimon Adin. So the Sfasemis answers, and it'll be relevant later in the Shir Mitzvashem again, that what Ein Oinshim and Adin means is that to take a din, to take a rule that has no basis in the Torah, and then say through a Kav Chomer that this should be a din, Ein Oinshim and Adin. That we can't do. But here the Torah would have just said that people have to be sent out. Who is included in the group of people being sent out? That a Kav Chomer can teach us. Because the Kav Chomer then is not teaching us a new din. The din is there. The Torah is telling us that people have to be removed. It's just a question, who is in that group that a Kav Chomer could teach us? Amar Abaya. So Abaya asks Resh Lakish, Ihochi, if this is the way you want to say, Lema Nema, so you should say, Nami, Yom Azovit Tamei Mesim. The Torah should have only said Azov and a Tamei Mes, Vayom Mitzayra. And I don't have to say Mitzayra, Vani Oimer, and I would have said, Zav Mishtalayach, if a Zav, which is a lesser Tumah, has to be expelled, Mitzayra Lekoshkein, certainly a Mitzayra, Ella, what would you tell me? Yesh L'chashah, you're going to tell me that there's a time, She Mitzayra Mishtalachim, that a Mitzayra must be expelled, V'ein Zav and a Tumah Mes Mishtalachim, but a Zav and a Tumah Mes doesn't have to be expelled. V'ezizeh, and you'll say that, Zeh Pesach B'tumah. That on Pesach, if most of Klal Yisrael Tamei, or most Tamei Meis, or if most of Klal Yisrael are Zavim, they still could bring it. That's how you would learn. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'hitay Mahachinami, is that true? V'tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Pesach Abba B'tumah, if most of Klal Yisrael Tamei, and the current Pesach is still brought on Pesach Rishin, Lo Yoichel Menon Zavim V'Zavais, a Zavim and a Zavim may not eat it. A nido, your leather still may not eat it. The machlu, if they did, p'turim, they're not chayiv karetz. So you see that that's not the way to learn the pasuk. Because if that was the way to learn the pasuk, the way Rav Shlokish is learning it, so then we should have learned also Mitzayra is brings on Pesach Rishon if most of Klal Yisrael are zovim, and that's not true. So goes back Abaya, Elam Abaya, Lo Olam Mikra Kama. We go back to the first pasuk, ish, only an individual is sent to Pesach Sheni, not Roif Tzibur. But we still have a problem with that limud. The question Rish Lakish asked, that perhaps the pasuk is teaching us that only a yachid goes to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur should not bring the carb in Pesach if roiv of them are tamei, not in Pesach Rishon nor in Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Im Kain, that would be the way to explain the pasuk, that if a tzibur, roiv tzibur is tamei, those people don't bring not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, nechta rachmana, ish kiya tamei. It would be enough for the Torah to write the word ish kiya tamei. Lenefesh. The Torah writes, ish ki yitamei lo nefesh. Why did the Torah add the word lo nefesh lamali? V'chi teimen, you'll tell me, hai lo nefesh hu da'asa. The pasuk of lo nefesh is coming to teach me, ha'tamei meis hu da'nitcha le'pesach sheni. That only a tamei meis is the person that, if he couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, brings the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Avos shatameim loy. Anybody else who has a different tamei, different tumah, doesn't even have the opportunity to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni if he's tahor by the time Pesach Sheni comes. Says Gemara Vatanya, that's not true, because Yochel, I would think, lo yoyisim Pesach Sheni el tamei meisim shayu b'derech rechayka. The only people who have the option, if necessary, to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni is somebody who had a tumas mes, or he was unable to reach the Beis Hamikdash. However, how do I know Zovin and Mitzrayim Ubal Anidas Menayin that they too, if they couldn't bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon because they had these various tumas, may bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni? Tamalayim ish. The Torah adds that no matter any type of person, no matter what type of tumah, can bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni if he's tar by then. So that's not what the pasuk is teaching me. So what is lenefesh, the kas rachmana lamali? What is the extra word that the Torah used, lenefesh, teaching me? It must come to teach us. Ish nitchil Pesach Sheni, ven tzibur nitchil Pesach Sheni. Only an individual if there's Tomei, bring the Karm Pesach on Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur will bring it even on Pesach Rishon. Al Avdi Betuma, they should bring it Betuma on Pesach Rishon. V'chi Avdi Tzibur Betuma. But this halacha, that we allow the Karm Pesach to be brought Betuma on Pesach Rishon, it's only Betumei Meis. Avos Shema Tumas, any other Tumah, Loi Avdi, may not bring it on Pesach Rishon. That means, if Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, Azovin on Mitzrayim, they would not be allowed to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, even though they're the majority. Like Tumas Mes, that's when there's a halacha, that if the majority of Klai Yisrael are Tumei Meis, they could bring it on Pesach Rishon. Like Rashi explains the Gemara. He says, it's obvious that the word lenefesh is extra, because it could have just said kiyeh tamei. Why did the Torah add the word lenefesh? The word lenefesh is coming to teach us something more. It's coming, as explains Rashi, to differentiate between tumas mes and tumas zov emetzayra. Now, how, in what way will that distinction be evident? Explains Rashi. If we have already established that even an individual Zov or Metzayra who was not able to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon would be able to bring it on Pesach Sheni, so that's not where the distinction between Tumas Mes and Tumas Zov is evident. But the Torah does make this distinction by adding the word Lenefesh. Where is it coming to, what, where is it coming to teach us? It must be that it's coming to teach us that a Tumas Mes is able to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon if Roiv of the Tzibur are Tumeim, which will be a halacha only by Tumas Mes, but will not have that halacha by Tumas Zov or Metzayra. Before we begin the next piece of Gemara, we need to say somewhat of an introduction. In the Midbar, when Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were divided, the area of the Midbar was divided into three areas. One is the Machne Shechina, where the Mishkan was, the Machne Levia, and then Machne Yisrael. So too, when Klai Yisrael came to Yisrael, were they divided into three distinct areas. The Beis HaMikdash, from the Azorah and inside, is called the Machne Shechina. The Har HaBayis is called the Machne Levia, and rest of Yerushalayim is called Machne Yisrael. And the Torah teaches us that for different types of Tumah, there are different areas, as we alluded to earlier in this year, where people may and they may not go. A Tamei Meis may not be in Machne Shechina. And as we will learn, that's not only a Tumas Meis, but that's also regarding somebody who has a Tumas Sheretz or somebody who has a Tumah Nevela. A Zov may not be in the Machne Levia. Now, the definition of a Zov is a person who had a discharge from his body. And there are two types of discharges that are physically different. There's a Zov and there's a Balkeri. A Balkeri is somebody who had Shechva Zera emanate, semen emanate from his body. The halacha of a Balkeri is that he has to go to the mikveh and have hair of Shemesh, and then he's Tohor. A Zov, who has this discharge, the first discharge of a Zov, as we will learn in the Shir, is the exact same as a Balkeri. He has the same halacha. But if a Zov has a second discharge, if it wasn't two consecutive days, then he becomes a Zov that he's mechuyif to have Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days, and then go to the mikveh. And if he has 3 discharges in 2 or 3 days, then he's mechuyev to have the zayin nekiyim and also bring a carbon. A Zav, a Balkari, may not enter the Machne Levia. Then we have a Metzaira. A Metzaira, as we know, is somebody who develops a Nega, some sort of a discoloration on his skin, on his hair. And a Metzaira's process is as follows. The Kohen has to examine him. If the Kohen identifies him as Metzaira, he has to be sent out of all three Machnas. Machne Shechina, Machne Levia, and Machne Yisrael. And he's called a Metzaira Muchlat. Muchlat means he's separated until the Kohen sees that he has Nirpa HaNega, the Nega has been healed, and then the halach is he needs Yimei Sfuroi, he needs to count 7 days, and then he goes through the Tara process, and he's Tahor. A Metzaira also sometimes is called a Metzaira Muzgar, where the Kohen can't identify, is this a Tzaraas or not, and then Muzgar, he's locked up for 1 week, and the Kohen examines him for 2 weeks, but that will not really be the subject of today's shiur. A Metzaira also has a din that besides that he's not allowed to be in any of these three machnois that we just identified, Machne Shechina, Machne Levia, Machne Yisrael, he also may not be in any of the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael. Another word of introduction to our shiur. The Gemara Masechta Makis discusses a lav hanitik lasei, that sometimes the Torah talks about something being usur, that there be a lav, it's an aveira to do something, but the Torah connects that lav to an asei, to a mitzvah asei. The classical example is gzela. One may not steal, but the Torah tells us the heishiv as a gzela asher gozel, that somebody who did steal should return what he stole. And the halacha is that a lav hanitik lasei, there is no chiv malchus for. Mitzaira, the Torah teaches us an extra asei, bodad yeshiv, he should sit isolated, mechutz lemachna yim, he should be outside the machna. And as we're going to learn now, Rav Chisda is going to teach us that this is considered a lav hanitik lasei, and therefore a Metzaira who does enter one of the machnois that he's not supposed to be will not get malchus. And as the Rishonim point out, this is the way Rashi explains, that although this is not the classical example of a lav hanitik lasei, because usually a lav hanitik lasei, the assay corrects the lav. Going back to the example we gave, if somebody chas v'shalom stole, returning what was stolen is a correction of the aveira of stealing. Bada yeshe mechutz l'machna, a mitzvah is sitting outside the machna, is not a correction for anything. Still, the Torah, according to the way Rashi explains this Gemara, considers a mitzvah going into one of the machnas where he's not allowed to be, alav hanitik lasei, and he will not get malchus, according to Rav Chisda. Tosfos explains Rav Chisda somewhat differently. Tosfos says, since we just explained that this can't be really called alav hanitik lasei, because the assay is not correcting alav, Tosfos says that the pshat in the Gemara is that since, according to Rav Chisda, the Torah added this assay, what the Torah is teaching us is treat a Metzaira who goes to the Machna in which he's not allowed to be in, treat it like an assay, don't treat it as a lav, even though it maybe should have been treated as a lav. What would be the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? The nafkamina will be if a Metzaira will go in to Machna Levia. According to Rashi's explanation, that Rav Chisda is teaching us that a Metzaira going where he's not supposed to is a lav hanitik lasei, and for a lav hanitik lasei there is no malchus, so that Metzaira will not receive malchus no matter which of the Machnois he enters. But according to Tosfos, that it's a special dispensation that the Torah taught us by a Metzorah, that even though it's a lav, it should be treated by as an assay. Only what's unique by Metzorah should be treated that way. The Machne Yisrael, which is the unique Machne that only a Metzorah may not enter, any other Tomei may enter, he will not get Malkus for that. But for the other Machnois, even Rav Chisda, according to Tosfos, would agree that he gets Malkus. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Metzorah shenichnas lefnim mechitzasoi, and Metzorah goes inside the boundary where he's not supposed to go, partly he won't get Malkus. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Bodid Yeshev mechutz lemachna meshavoi, the Torah by adding this mitzvah say, Hakos of nitkel say, they should be treated like a lav hanitkel say, like we explained, and he will not get Malkus. Eisvei, ask the Gemara on Rav Chisda, it says in a braisa, Mitzayra shenichnas lefnim mechitzasai, if Mitzayra goes inside the boundary where he's not allowed to, Baboyim, he gets Malkus. And like the Rishonim explain, that even though in our introduction we said that a Mitzayra not only may not go into Machna Leviya, Shechina Leviya in Yisrael, he also may not go into any of the walled cities, the din of Malkus, explains the Tzlach, will not apply. Everybody will agree that if Mitzayra goes into a walled city, which he's not supposed to, for that he wouldn't get Malkus. Another interesting shaila in the Rishonim is if a Mitzayra goes in to Machne Yisrael, and then Machne Leviya, and then Machne Shechina, how many sets of Malkus will he get according to this Braisa? Will he get one set of Malkus because he entered past the boundary where he wasn't supposed to? That's the way it seems that the Rash learns. The Rambam seems to learn that for every Machna, he'll get a separate Malkus. And in the Rambam itself, there's a Shaila. What does that mean? Will he get Malkus for Machne Yisrael and Machne Leviya and for Machne Shechina? That means three times Malkus for each Machna. Or will Machne Leviya and Shechina be considered one and he'll only get two sets of Malkus? Continues the Braisa, Zavin v'Zavis shenichnasu lefnim mechitzason. If Zavin and Zavis go inside the boundary, also Baboim, they get Malkus. The Tamei Meis mutam karnus Machna Leviya. A Tamei Meis may go into Machna Leviya. The loy Tamei Meis b'vad amru. Not only a Tamei Meis may go into Machna Leviya, el afil Meis atzma. Even a Meis itself may go into Machna Leviya. Shenemer, how do we know? Because the pasuk says, v'yikach Moshe's atzmas Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. Imoy mechitzasay with him where he was. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, so he was obviously traveling a Machna Leviya. So here we see that a Mitzayra going in past his boundary gets Malkus. Different what Rav Chisda taught us that he doesn't. Says the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Bodet Yeshev, the Pasuk teaching about a Mitzayra teaches us he should be in isolation. Levado Yeshev. He has to remain separate. Shaloi Yehei Tamei Machem Yoshev Imai. Other Tamei people may not be with him. So I would think also that maybe somebody who's a Zov or Tamei Meis also are out of the same camp. That means only allowed to be out of Machne Shechina. Tamaloima v'loy tamas machneim. The pasuk uses machneim, a plural. Litein machne l'zeh or machne l'zeh. Separate machne for Zov and a separate machne for Tamei Meis, the Rebbe Yehuda. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, the way we know that each one of the different Tameim have different Machnas from which they're sent out is a Mitzarah from the word Levadad, Yeshev from that Pasuk, and according to Tameim Meis and Zav from Machneim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, obviously Levadad Yeshev can't come to teach me Nitik Lasei. It's needed to teach me the basic din of Mitzarah. Rav Shimon, however, Rav Shimon disagrees and says Ein Tzarech. There's no need to learn it this way, to learn the chiyuv of Mitzayra from Bodet Yeshev. Because the pasuk says, Harei Oimer, V'yishalchem an amachne kol tzuruah v'kol zav v'kol tava nefesh. And the question is, Yoyim Tamei Meis, the pasuk should have just said Tamei Meis, V'yoyim Tamei Zav, and there's no need to say Tamei Zav. V'ani Oimer, and I will understand, Tamei Meis Mishtalchim, if Tamei Meis, which is a less severe tumah, have to be expelled, Zovin, which is a more severe tumah, like Kalshkein, Lama Nema Zov, why does the Torah say the word Zov? Litalei Machna Shnia, to expand, that even a second Machna, where a Meis, a Tamei Meis may be, a tumah Zov may not be. And continues the Braisa. It should be enough just to say Zov. Ani Omer. Zov Mishtalchim. If Zov is expelled, Mitzrayim Lakoshke, certainly Mitzrayim should be expelled. Lo Menem Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah say the word Mitzrayim? Litlay Machna Shlishis, that even goes further expelling to outside the Machna Yisrael. Sh'omer Bodhid Yeshiv. So the word Bodhid Yeshiv, according to Rav Shimon's explanation, are superfluous, because I already know the din of a Mitzrayim being thrown, sent out from the other Pasuk. What is the purpose, according to Rav Shimon, of the pasuk of Bodhid Yeshiv? A cost of Nitkala say to teach us that there won't be Malkus, as Rav Chisda taught us. So now the Gemara will analyze this Braisa, in which the Braisa spoke about every tumma being more severe than the next one. Ask the Gemara, my chum dissolved mitmeis. Why did we say why would we say that a zov is more serious of a tuma than tuma meis? She can tuma yotzal amagufay, because the tuma emanates from the body itself. Says the Gemara, other rabbi could argue that tuma meis is chomer. She can tana zov shlishi v'shvi. The halach is that if somebody is tuma meis, he has to go through a tahara process that requires him to have the meichatis sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, which is not required by Zov. Answers the Gemara. Amakro, Tomei. When the Torah spoke about a Tomei Meis, the Torah said the word Tomei. But the Torah didn't just say the word Tomei, it said V'chol Tomei. Add the word V'chol. Who is that referring to? The Rabbi is Tomei Sheretz. It's coming to teach us that not only a Tomei Meis must be sent out, but even a Tomei Sheretz must be sent out. That if Sheretz touched somebody and it became Tomei, he may not be in the Machna Shechina. And we know, even if you could argue, says the Gemara, that a Tomei Meis is more stringent of a Tumah than Ziva, Zav is certainly more stringent. Zav Chom and Tomei Sheretz. Zav is certainly more stringent than Tomei Sheretz. Because what did we say was the stringency of a Tomei Meis that requires Hazar Shlishi V'Shvi? A Tomei Sheretz doesn't require Hazar Shlishi V'Shvi. Omai Chumre, and what do we explain to that Morin? Because a Zav, the Tomei emanates from his body, Tomei Sheretz doesn't. And that's why a Zav is more serious than a Tomei Sheretz. So why does the Torah have to mention Zav separately? It must be that there's an additional expulsion required for Zav. Ask the Gemara, other rabbi. I could argue that a Sheretz is Chama, that a Sheretz is more stringent than a Zav. She came with Tameh Be'ainus. The halacha is that if a Sheretz touches somebody, that person is Tameh no matter what. Even if he didn't want it, he didn't expect it, it's a fact that the person is Tameh. However, a Zav, if this discharge from his body came because of an outside factor, he ate too much, he ate something wrong, he jumped, he had physical exertion, then he's not going to be considered a tumas zov. And like the Mefarshim explained, of course ziva is not something that the person controls that it should or should not leave his body. What the Gemara refers to when it talks about somebody not being a Tomei Zav Ba'oinis, it means the reason for the Ziva coming. If the Ziva came by itself, it's an indication of Tumah. But if the Ziva came because of a factor, it's not Tomei. By Sheretz, there is no such distinction. So Gemara's question again comes back. You were saying in the Braisa that there's no need to say in the Torah Tumah Zav. It could easily be learned out from Tumah Sheretz. If Tumah Sheretz, which is a more lenient Tumah, has to be expelled, certainly a Tumah Zav. Why did the Torah mention Tumah Zav? You can't learn Tumah Zav from Tumah Sheretz, asked the Gemara. Tumah Sheretz is Matama Ba'oinis. Tumah Ziva is not, says the Gemara. Ki Gav Nezav Nami tamuy matam ba'inus. Azav is also matam ba'inus at certain times. Krav Huna, as Rav Huna taught us, and as we explained in the introduction, Dam Rav Huna, rear rishonish azav matam ba'inus. Azav, as we explained, is not considered different than a balkeri until he has a second discharge. But the first discharge of azav, although physically the discharge called ziva and the discharge called shichva zera are different discharges, still the halachas are the same. And a zav first discharge is treated exactly like a balkeri, and he needs herif shemesh and mikvah. And there the halacha will be that he becomes that type of tamei even ba'onis. So what are you saying, says the Gemara, that perhaps a tamei sheretz is more stringent than a tamei ziva, because a tamei sheretz is ba'onis, tamei ziva is not? That's not true, because a tamei ziva also can happen ba'onis. When? The first re'iyah. And again, we repeat what we said at the beginning of this year. How are we learning Kal V'chaymer's? Ein Ein Shimon Adin. And again, the point is, because the Kal V'chaymer is not creating a din, the Kal V'chaymer is just explaining what the Pasuk is teaching us. Ask Tosfos, how can we say still that Tum Ziva is more stringent than Tum Sheretz? The Loch is Tum Sheretz, the shear is Bekadasha, the size of a lentil, and Tumah is Tumah. And by Tumah Ziva, we will learn soon, the shear is the amount to cover Chesimus Pi'amah, the amount to cover the organ. So Tosfos answers that a Kadasha could be more than Chesimus Pi'amah. Why? Because when we say Kadasha, it doesn't have to be entire lentil in one place. It could be over a large area as long as it all combines to shear Kadasha. That's why it could be more Chama. Another pshat, Tosfos says, is that in the Kol Tameh, not only is a Tameh Sheretz included, but also a Tameh Nevela is included. By Nevela, the shear is a Kazayis. A Kazayis is obviously a larger shear than Chesimus Pi'amah. The Sfas takes a different approach. The Sfas says that since Chesimus Pi'amah is not a standard shear, a lentil is a size. It's the same size for everybody. Chesimus Pi'amah depends on the size of the individual person in question, so that cannot be used as a factor in determining Chumra Kula. Then the Gemara said that, the Braisa said, that there's no purpose in saying Mitzayra if Zav is already mentioned, and I could have learned Mitzayra from Zav. Ask the Gemara, my Chumra the Mitzayra Mizav. What makes a Mitzayra more Tomei than a Zav? She came to him prima, because Allah is a Zav may not cut his hair, or prima he has to rip his garments. Vasa Teshma Shemitah, he's not allowed to have relations with his wife. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, it could be argued that Zav is Chomer, the Zav is more stringent. She came to him a Mishka and Moshev. The Allah is, by a Zav, that anything that he sits on becomes an Avatoma. For as we have learned, if an Avatoma touches something, the item it touches becomes a Rishon L'tuma. The difference between an Avatum and a Rishon L'tuma is that Avatum is Metame, Adam V'Kalim, people, utensils, Oichlim and Mashkim, and foods and beverages. A Rishon L'tuma is Metame, Oichlim and Mashkim, foods and beverages, but not Adam V'Kalim. But there is a unique din by Zav that the couch or bed that he sits on or lies on becomes an Avatum. That's Matama, not only Oichlin and Mashkin, but Adam V'Kalim too. So that's a Chomer of Zav. So the Rishonim ask that din applies by a Mitzayra also. So why is the Gemara saying that this is a unique din to Zav? So actually the Rambam takes this line out of the Gemara. But two other answers are given the Rishonim. One answer is that a Zav has a special Chomer that when he sits on a chair, the Mishkav and Moshev that a Zav sat on, not only is a Metama Adam V'Kalim, it's even Metama the clothing that person is wearing, which is unique then to Zav, not by Mitzayra. Another teretz given by the Rishonim is that a Mitzayra is Metama Mishkav and Moshev only Bimei Chalutoi, when he's separated because he's a Metzora. But Yimei Sfiroi, in the day that he's counting, when he's becoming Tahor, he is not Metame Mishkev Amayshev. However, a Zov is always Metame Mishkev Amayshev, even during his Zayin Nekiyim. Another Chumr, says the Gemara, that a Zov have, is Metame Kli Cheres Behesed. That if a Zov causes a utensil to be moved, that means if he takes a stick, let's say, and pushes a plate, then that plate will become tame. And the Gemara mentions klicheris earthenware, but the Rishonim explained it's not only klicheris, it's really by any utensil that it causes to be moved. The reason the Gemara chose to mention klicheris is because usually the halacha is that a klicheris only becomes tamei ma'aviroi, by tumah coming inside the klicheris, not by tumah touching the outside of the klicheris. This is a unique tumah that not only does become tamei by cause the zov caused it to be moved, but even a klicheris becomes tamei from outside. But the question of the Gemara comes back to is, you said the Mitzvah is more stringent than Zav. Here we see that Zav has stringencies over Mitzvah. On the cross, the answer to the Gemara, the Pasuk says Zav. But the Pasuk could have said Zav, but the Pasuk says V'chol Zav. Who does the Pasuk include with the words V'chol? The rabbis, Balkari. It comes to include that a person that only saw Shechva Zera. Or my Chumrei. A Mitzvah Chama Balkari. So a Mitzvah is certainly more stringent than a Balkari. He may not be more stringent of a Tumah than a Zav, but he certainly is more stringent of a Tumah than a Balkari. So here we're learning that not only is a Zav not allowed to be in the Machne Leviyah, but even a Balkari, somebody who saw Shechva Zera, may not be in the Machne Leviyah. And this leads itself to a very interesting question that all of us are ostensibly Balikari who saw Shechva Zera, and we may even be Zav. And the question is, how can we approach the Kaisel HaMaravi if the Kaisel HaMaravi is the wall around the Azara? That means when you stand outside the Kaisel HaMaravi, you're standing in the Machne Leviyah. And if you're a Balikari or a Zav, you're not to be in the Machne Leviyah. So the Radvaz discusses the Shaila, and he says many Paiskim hold that the Kaisel HaMaravi is not the wall of the Azara, but rather it's the wall of the Harabayis. So when you're standing outside of the Kaisel HaMaravi, you're standing outside of the Harabayis where Azav Abalkari may stand. Furthermore, says the Radvaz, since that entire area has been completely overturned and changed, he says it used to be that you had to walk up from the Kaisel area towards the Harabayas, and now you have to walk down. So that entire area has been changed, and that's why it has a different status, and you could stand there even if you're about Keri or Zov. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says the same, and Avni Nezer Paskin that way also. But this is the basis for the minig of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish would not put his fingers inside the Kaisel. Because even if we'll say that the Kaisel is the wall of the Harabayas, but putting your fingers inside the wall means you're putting your fingers inside the Machne Leviyah. And if we are a Zav or Balkari, as we're learning now in the Gemara, you're not allowed to be in the Machne Leviyah. So what are we saying? That a Mitzvah is certainly more chomer than a Balkari, and therefore the Brisa says, why did the Torah have to mention a Mitzvah separately, if not to teach us that a Mitzvah must be expelled even further than a Zav? My chomer, and what is the chomer? Kedam Morin, because the Zav has that pri or frima, osmetash mishamita. Adrabah asked the Gemara, Balkari chomer. A Balkari is more stringent of a Tumah. Shekem etam b'mashu, even the smallest amount of semen is Tameh. Answers the Gemara, Savla Kreb Nosson, he also like Kreb Nosson, the Tanya Reb Nosson, I'm Mishim Rishmol, Zov Tzarech Kechasimus Pi Amma. The Zov discharge is only Tomei if it covers the entire organ. For like, Hoidele Chachamim, the Chachamim don't agree. Vaskishle Balkari Lazov, according to Reb Nosson And according to Reb Shimon now, they would hold that both the Balkari and the Zav have a shear. What is the shear? The amount to cover up the Amma. And therefore, there's no Chumrah of a Balkari over a Metzaira. So if the Torah still mentioned the Metzaira, it must be to expel him even further. Ask the Gemara. The Pasuk said, we quoted the Pasuk on Amman Aleph, the Pasuk said, so the kol in Tamil and Nefesh, we say, comes to add a Tamil Sheretz or Tamil Nevela. The kol Zav, we said, comes to add a Balkari. Ask them, what does the kol by Tzeruah come to add? The kol Tzeruah Lamali, what was the word kol come to teach me by Tzeras? Answers the Gemara, I did the Ksiv kol Zav, since the Torah used the word kol by Zav and by Tamil Sheretz, Ksiv Nami kol Tzeruah uses the same word there too. Now, Rabbi Yehuda did not want to learn like Rabbi Shimon that the way we know that a Mitzayr and a Zav should be expelled is from the Kal V'Chayma. He had to have separate psukim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapakam Rabbi Shimon. Isn't Rabbi Shimon saying a good Sfara? How I know that the Mitzayr and the Zav should be expelled? Why aren't you satisfied? Why do you need different psukim? Answer the Gemara, Humi Baile Chetanya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this pasuk is coming to teach us a different din. Rabbi Leza Oimer. Yochel dachku zavin mitzrayim. What would be the halacha if zavin mitzrayim came v'nichnasu lazara, pushed themselves into the azara, but Pesach abba b'tuma? In a case where Pesach was being bought, where most of the tzibur were tamei, yochel yichayavim. I would think that it should be chayif kares for tamei person coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Teaches us the pasuk. At a time when tamei mesim are not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash compound, that's when the halacha is zav mitzrayim mishtalachim, that zav mitzrayim get chorus of teichas v'sham go there. However, tamei mesim mishtalachim, in a time when tamei mesim are not expelled, where, as we began today, shir if tumah hutra b'tzibur, if the majority of Klai Yisrael are Chas V'Shalom Tamei, in that time, Ein Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchim, if the Zav Mitzrayim, who should have not brought the carbon Pesach under such circumstances, did bring it, they will not be Chayiv Karis.